Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Greg Detmeyer, one half of the ICC podcast team. You are listening to a series called Goals, Living Beyond Hope. This is a series I've been putting together all about principles I've learned as I've worked toward a lifestyle goal. And these apply really to any goal you might go out and set. So today you're going to listen to motivation versus discipline. I want to start by telling a story of a boxing match between Mike Tyson and Buster Douglas. It was February 11th, 1990, and Tyson is the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. Buster Douglas was a 42-1 underdog. People assumed that Mike Tyson would come out right away and that this would be a quick match. However, the match was in the eighth round when Buster Douglas finally gets knocked out. As the ref counted, 8, 9, Buster Douglas stands up, and he's saved by the bell right when the ref hits 10. The thing is, no one gets knocked down by Mike Tyson and had gotten back up. Everyone expected the ninth round to be pretty quick. Mike Tyson come out, hit Buster Douglas a few times, and the match would be over. However, something changed. Buster Douglas came out fighting. He started fighting back. He was up against the ropes and he started fighting back. In the 10th round, for the first time in his career, Mike Tyson was knocked out and counted out by the ref. The boxing world was shocked. And in interviews afterwards, people asked Buster Douglas, "How did you do this?" And he gave all the credit to his mom. You see, a few weeks before the fight, his mom had passed away. And leading up to the fight, she told anyone who would listen that her son would knock out Mike Tyson. So in that eighth round, as Buster Douglas lay in the mat, contemplating, do I get up or do I stay down? He had a choice. His choice was to get up and fight or stay down. He could allow his mom's words to live on as his why, or stay down and allow those words to fade and essentially pass on with his mom. That's what drove Buster Douglas to keep fighting. It was his why. The thing is, when we're in tough situations, just like Buster Douglas was, motivation is not going to be enough to help us out. Like Buster Douglas, we need to know our why and be so driven by it that it drives us to a place of discipline. When we're disciplined, we are willing to do what may seem crazy to others to achieve our goal. It seemed crazy for him to say, "I'm going to stand back up," after getting knocked out. But it wasn't about being motivated, it was about discipline. And discipline will make you do crazy things. And people looking will be like, "This person is insane for doing this." I even think of my own journey. I've been getting up at 4 in the morning to go run or to work out. And as I pass house after house, I can't help but think of, I'm out here doing this, and if someone were to pop their head out the window or look out, they'd probably think, that guy's nuts. You see, it is discipline that is needed to achieve our goals. Motivation is a finite resource that will run out and is really powered on feeling. You see, nobody feels like getting up to work out at 4 in the morning. That's discipline. Nobody feels or is motivated not to eat the extra piece of cake. That's discipline. I like what Brian Kite said, that nothing gets worse when you apply discipline to it. In fact, everything gets better. Let me give you some examples here. Your wealth gets better as your money management gets more disciplined. Your health gets better as your eating and exercise gets more disciplined. Your relationships get better as your communication gets more disciplined. Your mindset gets better as your emotions get more disciplined. Your mornings get better as your nights get more disciplined. Your life gets better as you get more disciplined. Simply put, discipline improves everything it touches. Now in my journey, this really all clicked in the holidays of 2020. Now, I remember being a little nervous going into Thanksgiving and then rolling into the Christmas season, fearful that I would be really tempted to slip away from my diet and struggle with eating choices, especially when there's so much stuff all around, and how so much of those things are tied to tradition. I was worried, but I quickly realized that when I sat there and thought about it, and thought, what would it look like for a Thanksgiving meal? Is it okay to eat 6 ounces of turkey instead of 16? It's okay to have one slice of pie, but not okay to have half the pie. I found myself saying to myself, I've worked too hard, I fought too long, and I wasn't going to slip and mess up and be defeated now. It's not how I wanted my story to go. But this forced me to be disciplined. Again, the thing with motivation is it relies on those feelings alone. Now, this is not a bad thing. Of course, at times you will be motivated to work out. Something new, maybe you're doing a new workout or starting a new program where you are. You're a little excited to get in there and do that. Or you might be a little motivated to eat healthy if you had a good day on the scale or someone just gave you a compliment on how your pair of jeans are fitting or whatnot. It might motivate you to eat healthy in the next meal or do whatever it is as you work toward your goal. However, there will be a day and continued days and times where you simply don't feel like it, where you don't have the motivation. Where I don't feel like getting up. I don't feel like eating that. I don't feel like passing on that. The list goes on and on. Discipline, however, comes from the mind. It holds tight to your why and knows that no matter the pain that goes into what you're doing, that it will be worth it on the other side. Think about that. When we're disciplined, we're essentially telling ourselves, no matter how much this sucks or how bad what I'm going through is, on the other side of it, I will be better. As long as we hold on to that why, we will be driven to be disciplined in doing whatever it takes to achieve your goal. I find myself repeatedly telling myself why it is that I want to make this lifestyle change. I keep telling myself my why and reminding myself of why I'm doing what I'm doing. This helps me be disciplined, because it keeps that end picture in mind. To achieve your goals, to contrary belief, it doesn't take incredible skill. You don't need to be the best at what you're doing. Instead, you have to have an incredible will. When we get to the point in our work, the most important thing is not skill or ability, but instead stamina. How many times have we quit something where if we would have stuck with it another day, another week, another month, another year, we would have got it. Ability isn't what matters, it's stamina. And discipline is what drives that stamina. Who can stick with it the longest? I've heard it said that the difference between the black belt and the non-black belt in karate is simply the black belt didn't give up. They just kept going. That is discipline. Einstein said that he wasn't so much smarter than everyone else, that he just stuck with the problem longer. This is discipline. It's stamina, not skill. Making yourself better will be hard. You will fall down. People will say you can't or you shouldn't. You will have to keep going. You will have to keep doing the things that other people simply aren't willing to do. Don't rely on motivation, because it will fade. And there will be a day when you don't feel like putting in the work. You don't feel like working out, or you don't feel like eating healthy, or you don't feel like meal prepping. Force yourself instead into a place of discipline, because your why is so great, so important, that it leaves you no other option than to press forward and do the hard work day after day until you get to where you want to be. If you have any questions as we wrap up, please reach out through our website, www.iccpodcast.com. You can find all our social media links there, as well as listener mail page and all our past episodes. And if you would kindly give us a rating or review on your podcast catcher of choice, that helps other people find this content and share the word. As always, go be awesome.